We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the top line of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis, continuing the Braisa that says different Averis which are Chayiv Misav Deshmaim. So it says, V'zor Sha'ochol Satchuma, what's the halacha against Misav Deshmaim? Omar Rav, Zor Sha'ochol Satchuma, Loike. Rav said, a non coin that eats Chuma gets Malkus. Not like our Braisa. Omar Rav Kana Rav Asi L'Rav, Lema Mar B'Misa, why don't you say B'Misa? I'll tell you why I think it's a misa, because the pasuk that says "V'shamrus mishmarti v'lo yisu lavchet u'mesu boi ki chalu," talking about chuma, ki ani Hashem kadosham, that's parak of Bay's pasuk test. The next pasuk says, "This is a parish of chuma." The next pasuk says, "V'chol zar lo yechal kodesh toyishu v'koyin misachel lo yechal kodesh." So it says "V'chol zar lo yechal kodesh." It's right after the words "u'mesu boi ki chalu ki ani Hashem kadosham." Mesu boi chalu ani Hashem kadosham. So it's clear that there's misa also there. Leimar misa, chesed v'chol zol yechal kodesh, ani yechal kodesh, and it comes right after meis bechalu. So Gemara answers, no, ani Hashem mekadosham hifsek inyan. It says v'chol zol lo yechal afterward ani Hashem mekadosham. It says meis bechalu ki ani Hashem mekadosham. That's pasuk tes, and then it says v'chol zol lo yechal kodesh. So there's ani Hashem mekadosham is mechalik between the two. So. There's a chilek between the two things, and therefore there's no misa deshmayim by according to Rav by zar shachal chuma. Meisvei ve'elohem shem misa. It says in the Brisa we just learned elohem shem misa zar ha'iklos ha'chuma. And obviously, I guess how did they know that? You know from the smichas ha'psukim. But the shalos was Rav do? It's a Brisa. So the mastita Rav karamis. He has a kasha from a Brisa and Rav. Rav tanu apalik. We know Rav was in between the Tanoim and the Amoraim. He was a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was from the last Tanoim. So he was a Shtikla Tana, Shtikla Amoraim, and he has a right to argue in a Braisa, and therefore, he taka argues in a Braisa. I just wanted to speak out one thing that we just saw in the Gemara before, that a Koyin Tomei that eats Chuma Tomei, there's no Mitzvah Shemayim, but a Koyin Tomei eats Chuma Tomei, Mitzvah Shemayim. So the Rishonim are bothered that how is it possible for Koyin Tahar, the Kayin Tamei, to eat Chuma Tahira. The minute he picks it up, he makes it Tamei. So a few different shatim. Either he picked it up with like a fork that was not Makabat Tumah, it's a piece of wood, like a little wooden straw that's not Makabat Tumah, or the Chuma wasn't Huchshara, has to get wet, or it has made peris in it. Different ways how it does not become Tamei. That's Taisus, this top Taisus over here speaks this out. Zok the Gemaravite. It said in the Brice of Azar Shumesh, is chayiv mis deshmaim, means it means a non-kohen that does work, avoid in the base mikdash, he gets misa. How do we know? First apostle, the chsiv, va'azar hakorev yumos. That the zar that does avoidah will die. And actually, if you remember the Mishnah wrote the machlokes about this. In the Mishnah, that payav on base says, zar shishimish b'mikdash, Rabbi Kiva b'chenek, chomim deshmaim. This price is going like the chomim, and we'll see about Shem and Tafidalad, what's the beer of machlokes in the Mishnah. But this price is going according to the Rabban and hold, it's misa deshmaim and not chenek. The Tomei Shishimesh says in the Brisa, so Tomei Shishimesh gets Misa Deshmaim. Kidaboy Meir Rav Chiyah Bar Ovim, Rav Yosef, Menayel Tomei Shishimesh Um Misa. How do you know that a Tomei, a Koyin Tomei, did Avodah Yidu Mesa Mikdash gets Misa Deshmaim? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Daber Aaron Vel Bonov, V'yinozru Mekotchev Bnei Yisrael, that Aaron and Bonov should separate from the Kotchev Bnei Yisrael when they're Tomei. V'yichal V'shem Kotchev. So here it says in the Pasuk, and L'shaila is, how do you know Misa Shemayim? It says you shouldn't get close to the Avodah. Who said Misa Shemayim? The Yalev Chilul Machuma. Ma the Halal Misa Afkam Misa. Just like there it's Misa, here it's also Misa. Break the Marakash of Nelev Chilul Chilul Naisa. How do you know Misa Shemayim by a Tomei? Did Avodah in the Beis Mikdash? Maybe it should be a chorus. Learn that from Naisa, Malhalan chorus, Afkan chorus. Mestavro Machuma Avalamelev. It's Mestavro, learn from Chuma. Now remember, this is already avoided in the Mesmikdash, so why is it similar to Chuma? Shekein Guf Tomei Mikva Barab. So here, there's four different milers. First of all, they're both in the Guf. The Tomei Shishimesh and Tomei Shachal Chuma are both Psulei HaGuf, they have Tomei. They're both Tuma, that's the second thing, Tomei. They both have Heter in the Mikva, and they both have Lashon Rabim, because it says Lo Yichalu, and Chuma also says Lo Yichalu. So it's four reasons why, four similarities to Chuma. Adrav Noisal Melev, Shekain, Kodesh, Pnim, Pigam, Noisa. Also has four. It has four there also. First of all, they both have the Kodesh. They both, Shaykh has the Kachim. and they're both pinned both inside the Beis HaMikdash, and they're both shayach pigel v'noisa. Avoid the shayach pigel.
Shuma's not
kodesh
also.
No, not that level kodesh. It's not kachem. It's a next level of kodesh. So here you see a behemikit shuma. So kodesh pnim pigel v'noisa. So you see it's also four. So the Gemara chil derabim chil derabim adav l'maisa. When a push comes to shove, the word chil derabim and from the word chilu is better. Like before we said that also as well. If you want on the yama here also when it's even. It'll definitely override that the chilul, the word chilulu, is more similar. The Braisa for the Tfilyoyim Shishimish, Tfilyoyim did avoid the Mesmikdash, is Chai, Mislish, Mayim, and Allah, and Tayim, Mesmayim, Remez, the Tfilyoyim, Shim, Ovad, Chilul, Manayim. How do you know that if Tfilyoyim did avoid the Mesmikdash, how do you know that it becomes Bechul? Tam, Olaymar, Kedoshim, you, Lele, Kehem, Veloy, Chalu, it says in the Pasik, it's extra Pasik. We know already that Thomas Shimesh is Osir from the word Vinazu. What's Kadesh Miyu Lelekeim Lelechalu? Through Inyan Tolyoim Shashimesh. Zetzayim by Tolyoim Shimesh. Yalav Chilachil Machuma, Malaham Misa, Afkam Misa. We learn out from Chuma, just like this Misa, here's also Misa. I guess here the brother's going to ask the Kasha Naisa, because it's the same Teretz as before. Here it's Loshen Rabin, and this is also a type of Tumas, it's very similar to the one before. And so, just like the Misa Deshmaim, he also Misa Deshmaim.
Why
can't
we just say it's
a Mechusa Kippurim
from the Chinese Deshmaim?
Mechusa Kippurim, what? What? Tulyam, what about Tulyam?
If you say Tulyam, no Tame. If you say Mechusa,
no, everything's different. Tame is Tame, Tame is real Tame, Tulyam is Tulyam. It's a different thing. Tulyam went to the mikvah already. It's different. You can't just learn that one from another. And maybe. Maybe Tommy will be Chayiv Misa Midei Adam. I don't know, Karis, whatever it is. Each one is own dimud. Yeah, it can be worse, right. Mechusa v'gadim. So it says, Mechusa v'gadim says, it's also Misa Shemayim. No, how do you know? Amrav Alam Rav Yechon, Amrav Alam Rav Yechon, Amrav Alam Rav Shimon. It says in the Pasuk, Parashat Tetzaveh, V'chagarta oisam, Avnet Aaron of Onov. So you have to finish the whole Pasuk. V'chavashta mekvois. You know, put on the Avnet and put on their hat. V'hoyuslam kunas. Kuhuna l'chukas oylam. Umelesi yad aram yad banam. So this is the way they have the kuhuna. It's through the begadim. So from this pasuk, it's manshim begadim aleim kunas aleim. When they have begadim on them, they're kunas aleim. Ain begadim aleim, ain kunas aleim. When the begadim are not wearing the begadim, not wearing the clothing, ain kunas aleim. V'havu zarm, nizarm. V'amamar, zar shimesh b'misa. So the way you know mechus begadim b'misa is basically that without the begadim, there are zar. And if there's Zohar, we know already, a Zohar is Chayim Misa Deshmaim. Mechusa Kapara Menolan, Amravuna Damakra, Haina Mechusa Kapara, which means missing a carbon, he's also can't do Avodah, it's Chayim Misa, Amravuna Damakra, Vechipa La Akayim Vitahera. Tahera Mechal Shi Temeya. It says, you bring the Kapara, then you become Tar. What do you mean? You're Tar all the time. Tar, it says, no, you were Tame for certain things. Vamamara, Tame Shimish Misa. We learned before that Tame, they did Avodah in the Misa Mikdash, is with Misa. Mishloi, Rachot Yadayim Veraglayim and all. And how do you know someone didn't wash his hands and feet, the Kayin, and did Avoida? How do you know? The Chsiv, first Pasik in Parashas Kisisa, Bevoyam, Oyamayad, Yechotu, Mayim, Layam, Musu, Oy, Begishtan, and Omazbeach, Ashores, Lahakdir, Isha, Lashem. So it's in the first Pasik that here, you have to come in, it says, Layam, Musu. If you come into the oil mayor to do avoida and you don't wash your hands, it says if you wash your hands, v'lo yamus, you won't die. But if you don't wash your hands, you're going to die. So, klar, first the psukim, the mishdei shemaim, v'shesu yayin hayinu the chsiv, yayin v'sheichar al teisht, ato v'necha itok, v'vayachem al mayor, v'lo yisamusu. Again, it says klar that if you drink wine, if you don't drink wine, then you won't die. But if you drink wine, you're going to die. Hayinu prur roish, the chsiv, it's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Pasuk says, "V'roishem lo yigalechu ufera lo yishalechu." You have to make sure your hair is cut every 30 days. V'chsiv asrei says afterwards in Yecheskel, "V'yayin lo yishdu kol kaim v'yayin lo chotzer b'nimis." So make a hekish yayin to pri roish iskish pri roish shu yayin mash shu yayin b'misa pri roish b'misa. And here it's interesting because this is Divrei Kabbalah. So vice toys you can learn from Divrei Kabbalah a chiv misa shemaim. The Mashah actually asks, Akasha and a lot of Acharon Mass, that there is a pasuk in the Torah about Puri Reish also. It's not Mafurish, but it says there that when Nadav Avihu died, so it says to Elazar Vesama there, Reishechem al Tifro, V'loy Samusu. So it's mashva hum to fro to musu. So you see it's your idea there, but there maybe it was special ra shah, therefore it's not a raya. But I in the mashah, they asked to really have him first psukim a little bit about it. But Akapanam, we're learning over here a hekesh in Divrei Kabbalah that there's a hekesh pre roish to suyayin. And said in the brisa, Ava orel oinein yoyshev is ba'azara. These three are just ba'azara, no misa shemayim. Orel menolan, how do you know someone does not have a mila and does a voida is not chai mitzvahim, only azara. Omrav chista. Dovazem teres moshe rabbeinu lo yamadu. We didn't learn the whole issa of orel from the teres moshe rabbeinu. It's not in the Torah. Atzva yecheskel ben buzi v'lamadu. Tol yecheskel taught us a pasuk. It says kol benecha aralev. Anyone who's an aralev, which means the mumur for avodas kechavim, he's not allowed to do avoda. And on top pedalam and aleph, v'orel basar, which means someone who's not a mumur, how's it possible he's no mila and not a mumur? His brothers died machzvila, couldn't get a mila, and still he can't do avoda. Lo yovei el mikdashi, he should not come into the Beis HaMikdash to do avodah. So this is a lav, and that's why Oral is a lav and not a, it's not a misa d'shmaim. Rashi speaks out, top Rashi, lo yovei v'hainu azorah medivri kabbalah ba'alma, lo lokele, no malkas on it, because only from Mechazkel. Oinein menolen, how you know oinein? Dechsivim min ha-mikdash lo yeitzei, lo yichalas mikdash olikov. It says that a Kohen Gadol, who's an Oinein, should not leave the Beis HaMikdash, and he won't be Mechal. It's mashma that if you are an Oinein doing Avodah illegally, you will be Mechal. Ha'achar shelo yotza chila. So that's the Mekar that does chila, therefore you're not allowed to do it. But there's no Issa Misa Shemayim. Amalei Rav Adarava, why not? But they have chila chila mechuma, learn chila mechuma, there's Misa Shemayim. Malaham b'misa, avkav b'misa. Zok to Gemara, no. Because miksiv bebe gufe doesn't say meforish by oinen velo yichalu. It says to a kohen gadol that you could do avoda oinen velo yichalu. So therefore, you can't make from a, something that comes from a chlal, you can't make a limud to misa. Miksiv be gufe mechlalikasi have a dava bom in a chlal. A dava bom in a chlal. Anything is learned that from a diak ain't done on zeres shava. You can't make zeres shava on that. So therefore, there's no misiv de shemayim when it comes to oinen because it never says by oinen meforish not to do avoda. It's a limud from kohen gadol. Yoshev min olin. How do you know the third one that we're saying is only a azara and not a misa shayim? How do we know? Min olin. Omer Rav Amnach b'makra. It says in the pasuk, ki boy bach Hashem alikecha mikol shvatecha la amoid l'sharis that do avoda standing la amida b'charet v'lo yeshiva. I appointed you to do avoda standing, not sitting. So how do you see anything? So Rashi, you see that he's a czar, because if he's no, he can't do avodah, he's like a czar. So when sitting down, you're like a czar. So I freaked Rashi, then M. Cain, so why not chayiv mislishvayim like a czar? So he says, because it says, czar, shloy rochas dar reglayim, and suyayin, shloy shumam echa veim alamdin, and that's why you don't learn out the chayiv mislishvayim. Break the adr ma, it's not like a limud, it is a czar. So he doesn't like Rashi's pshat, and he holds that the psul yeshiva is not a din of a czar. It's a new din. That you know, do avoda yeshiva. And then still, there'll be a kasha. Okay, why didn't you get misa? But he doesn't learn that the other ma does not learn that imam is a czar. He learns that it's a new psul called yeshiva and not a czar.